Hey guys, it's Marsha Kartali here, and today I want to be really candid with you. I want to share something very personal with you, because I understand that a lot of times we don't know what others are facing beyond their smiles. So we may see a person, we may look at their attire, we may even look at their personality. And we are so overcome by the appearance that we don't see the pain, we don't see the hurt, we do not see the need. Today, I was in a very different type of networking event. But although I've been in lots of different networking events, lately, networking serves a different purpose for me. Because I am new to this city, just moving back to this country, so many things have changed in my family, in my finances, in my career, in me as a person. And so networking for me now is a way of kind of rediscovering who I am. And it's a journey of self-discovery, a journey of personal growth that is coming through interactions with other people, with understanding who I am and understanding the needs of others. And as I was in this networking, it was virtual, two things really popped up at me, and it made me want to talk about this. One was transferable skills. And the other was unconscious bias. Two individuals in the group I was in mentioned those things. And I'm sure they don't know how those words impacted me. And see, that's how life is. You just being can affect someone in ways you'll never, ever understand. It will transcend the here and now. And sometimes it goes much further than you intended it to be based on who the person is and what's going on in that person's life at the time. And also it may come from a trauma response. You know, it may come from that person dealing with things that you know nothing about. But those two things stood out to me today because for one, and this is where I want to be very candid with you, I'm in a state of frustration. I'm in a place of trying to figure out why nothing is working, why I put in so much work, so much effort, so much time and energy and money into being self-employed, only to have a kickback, a setback constantly, where I feel like I'm always having to go over hurdles and I always have to rise from the challenges. And that is constant for me. It's a constant season of sowing, it feels like. And my harvest time, it takes a long time to come. And when it comes, it seems like it's a very short period of time. So now I'm going through this phase of changes. One, losing my ex-husband means I have lost a co-parent. So now I'm a single mother. I'm a single mother who didn't get any funds from him when he passed. And I have to figure out how to get funds, additional funds, to ensure that our child is taken care of. In addition to me wanting to do what's best for me physically, mentally, and emotionally. In 2018, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure because I was under a host of stress from work to my very toxic relationship at the time with my ex-boyfriend. And that triggered what was already in my DNA. But for all my life, I've been very active, ate well, and this was triggered simply by stress. And so now, whenever I make decisions when it comes to work, when it comes to who I deal with. I have to be very mindful of how I do things and how I put pressure on myself and how I allow others to put pressure on me, because I understand without a shadow of a doubt that stress kills. I'm not talking about figuratively, I'm talking about literally, literally. Stress in my body has caused chronic kidney disease, has caused high blood pressure. So thankfully, my blood pressure is managed, so that has caused my kidney to heal itself again, because the kidney issue was caused from the stress, which caused the high blood pressure. So now everything I do, I have to think about my health and wellness. That's always been a focus of mine, truly. It's always been a focus of mine, but it was a fight because I've always been so healthy. When the doctor told me this is the diagnosis, I was actually in a classroom. And for those of you who do not know, I'll let you know, I have been a school teacher, public school teacher, for almost 2 decades. I actually started my career in education in London in a school for students with special needs. And then when I went to Texas, I decided to continue in that same field, and I became a certified teacher there. So certified to teach English, certified to teach English as a second language, reading, and then later on I received my certification, or went to school, university, to get my leadership certification, and that would allow me to become a principal of schools. And one of the years in 2018, it was amazingly stressful. So I was in a classroom, and for whatever reason, the disruption was high or whatever was going on. And I literally stood there and passed a clot of BLOOD while I was standing there in the classroom. Luckily, and I know this is pretty graphic, I was wearing pants and I had a jacket that I could tie around my waist, and quickly got another teacher to cover my class, had to get rushed to the restroom to see what was happening, and then I got an assistant principal to allow me to leave to go to the doctors. And when I went to the doctor, they did my blood pressure things as normal, but usually it's normal when I go to the doctors. In all my years of going to the doctors, I've only ever been to the OBGYN once a year. And there was a time I had to go twice a year. But this time, they were amazed at my blood pressure numbers. So much so that they had to get me in the next day as well. And automatically, like immediately. And I'm talking about this and it's unnerving me a little bit, because I'm sharing private parts of myself to people I don't know. And I don't know what you will do with this information, but I'm sharing it because I know that my story is not unique to me. I know that other people go through things as well. But they came back and they told me this is what needs to happen. And they had to put me in a regimen, which included blood pressure medicine, hypertension medicine. And I fought them tooth and nail because I was healthy. They're me, of all the people, me, I worked out often. I got up at 5 a.m. and I ran and I worked out. And at that time, I was a vegan for a while. All these things. So it was like, me? No way. No. And I felt like, no, it can't be me. No, me? Why? It's like, why? Why me kind of thing? And there are people who have diagnoses that are far more difficult to deal with than hypertension and high blood pressure. But make no mistake, high blood pressure kills. Okay, I cannot stress that enough, because that's one of the situations that had my ex-husband in the hospital with a stroke before he passed away. But when it talks about transferable skills, and I heard that today, I thought about all the years, all the things I've done over the years, and how I can use it to my benefit now as I am actually going through this journey of figuring out exactly what I want to do and narrowing it down to what I want to do. But when people come across me, they have no clue of the frustration that I may be facing. Like, I don't know what they're going through. It is mutual in a lot of instances where they don't know what you're going through and you don't know what they're going through. You may not know that a person do not have money to pay for electricity, or they don't know how to feed their family. You don't know that they're in these meetings, but it was their last dime or their last hope when they sat there and they're trying to come up with a solution to a problem they have, or they're trying to reach out to ask for assistance to something that's really irking them or working on them so painfully. You don't know. Sometimes the people you're looking at are on their last dime. They don't know how they're going to make it for the rest of the day. They don't know how they're going to feed their kids. They don't know. There are people struggling with things you don't know. And sometimes you meet them in a phase of transition where they're going through a rough patch. Sometimes you meet them where they are developing from one stage in their life into the next, meaning they're figuring it out. But these people have some skills, which brings me to this idea that most jobs can be taught. In fact, I say most jobs, but I really don't know which job, which career you cannot teach someone. Most jobs can be taught. So people are in your space with skills that can be transferable. Someone reached out to me and asked me about to do something that on paper I haven't done. By title, I haven't done. But by skills, I've done plenty of times, constantly doing it. And so, of course, I said, yeah, sure. I would love to do it. And I'm grateful that you would consider me doing it. Transferable skills. Think about what you have. Don't think about the title. And don't think about people frowning on you because they don't know that you have what you have or know what you know. Don't think about that. Because sometimes the way people deal with you, approach you, look at you, address you, respond to you, sometimes it can become discouraging. Because you know within yourself, deep down within you, you know what you have to bring to the table. But you might be struggling to deliver it right now, or get it, or having just the chance to deliver it. You may have an opportunity to deliver it and struggling to do so. And then some of us are just begging for the opportunity to show what's already within us, to show what we already have, to show the skills. And so transferable skills, when she said that, resonated with me, because I have plenty of those over the years through life experiences, through academic experiences, through dealing with other people, running my own businesses, still running my own businesses, just dealing with people. In the process of running your own business, for example, there's so many things, so many caps, so many different positions you have to fill when you're doing it by yourself anyway. So you learn a lot. And you don't realize how much you learn or have learned until you're asked to transfer those skills. The other thing that really hit home to me was this term unconscious bias. We all have it. We all have it. We all have it. It's when we have, when we hear an accent and we immediately form an opinion about that person, their intentions and their motives before knowing anything about them. Unconscious bias. It's when we see a person's hairstyle, skin color, attire, and we formed an opinion about who they are, their intelligence level, their skill level, that you form a whole narrative about these individuals without knowing anything about them. Unconscious bias. And this guy was talking about this in reference to his business and how he helps companies and businesses to hire people fairer, do a fairer job where they're not using their unconscious biases to prevent people from getting employment because of how they look or what they sound like. And they have different tools to kind of help businesses do that. And as I listened to him give his pitch about his business, that term resonated deeply with me and deeply within me because I am a Black woman. And I can hear some people saying, but it's not the same. It, you know, things have changed. I hear you. I hear you. But this is why it's unconscious and not conscious. And not until some of those unconscious thoughts surface itself, and it will show up. It will show up in how you respond, react, treat other people. But it's whether or not you justify those actions with whatever else you choose, or if you actually evaluate those actions and choose to say, this is a bias of mine and I need to address it. It's something I've had to do. I've noticed how I physically may respond to a person who looks a certain way, or how, or the thoughts that immediately pops up into my mind to a person who sounds a certain way. I know that. So many subliminal thoughts that are not really ours, are in our heads. And sometimes they bombard the truth. They bombard our ability to see people, to accept and receive people truly and fully. Sometimes those thoughts are in our head. They came from TV, from other people's experiences, from the news, from whatever it is. It came from somewhere else. The fact of the matter is you may not have been responsible for those unconscious biases, but you're 100% responsible for addressing them. And this is why, again, I am so proud of writing Healing from Emotional Traumas, because it encourages us to deal with those things on our, in the unconscious mind, the subconscious mind that may be sabotaging us. And sometimes you can't do that by yourself. You can't, maybe a friend can't even help you to see that. Maybe it takes therapy for you to see that. There is a person who I actually really liked, and I still like the person, but our friendship was almost immediately terminated because I recognized certain unconscious biases that that person just could not see. Could not see. And we have those, and it's not my responsibility it is my responsibility in a way, if I'm trying to be friends with a person, to help them recognize certain things about themselves, but it's not my responsibility to fix that person. I can't do that. That's way out of my pay grade. Way. Not even in the realm. So I started this conversation with myself. Actually, it's a conversation between you and I. I would like you to respond in the comments. I would like you to respond. You can always email me as well if you hear something that I say and it resonates with you or you disagree with me. You can always send me an email and I'll make sure that is in the description. So you can contact me, you can reach out to me, but you can also leave a comment and you can find me on social media at Marsha Kurtali. And of course, my website is marshakurtali.com. I'll make sure that information's in the description. But I started out this conversation saying, I wanted to be candid with you. And the truth is, I always want to come to you and be open and honest about what's going on with me, because I understand that my story is not unique to me. It's happening to me, but it's happening to some of you too. You may not have the platform to speak on it, and you may be trying to figure out how to deal with this thing. You may be in a situation like mine where you are 100% wondering, like, how am I going to make this? Like, for me, gratefully, I do have different sources of income because of things I put in place a long time ago that I can fall back on now, savings I had, things like that. But in the interim, I have to figure it out, and very quickly. And it's a lot of pressure on me. It's a lot of pressure on me being a single mom. And for all the single mothers out there, if I ever underestimated your role and what you had to do before, please forgive me, because I know. And I'm talking about single moms where the fathers are not at all involved. I am not talking about those of you who are co-parenting, and I understand that task is high too, and it's a lot of work too. I get that because I've been a co-parent all this time. There's another level. There's another level to it when you become the only parent, and not just financially. It's the sole responsibility of guiding your children. Your child is now up to you. And it's harder when you don't feel like you have family members that you trust with your child or your children. That's not everyone's reality. And I wish I could come to you and tell you my reality was I have a village. I don't. I do not. I do not. And that's my truth. That's my reality. It did take me moving all the way back to the UK to realize how much of a village I do not have. And that's my truth. And it's not to say I am ungrateful for those people who are in my life. But there's a difference when people can send you text messages and things, and when you actually have people in your corner that you feel like you can trust with your child or with your truth. And I share this because it's heavy on me right now. But I also know someone else must be going through this as well. I'm not alone. So the two things I want to leave you with today, because I have to go pick up my child from school, is this. One, you have transferable skills that you can use to earn money quickly and in the long run. And what we can do is figure out how you can use your skills for now to make money now and to keep making money. You have skills and you have resources to help you emotionally and mentally. And I know sometimes it's just challenging to reach out to those people to do so. Sometimes it just takes a lot of effort just to make the phone call. I guess it feels overwhelming. And plus, you don't always want to let people know that you're struggling. I understand that. But you have to do it. You have to. And then secondly, I want you to address some of the unconscious biases you may have. It's shown up. You've seen it. They've shown up, the ones that have shown up. The ones that haven't shown up yet, don't worry about them. But the ones that have shown up, I want you to address them, because they could be preventing you from living a better life. You could be getting better experiences with people and even in the environment that you live in if you address some of your biases. I'm going to encourage you to give people a chance, but the right people. those people you need to cut off and keep it pushing, cut them off and keep it pushing. Don't make excuses for them. Don't internalize what they've done to you. Just cut them off, keep it pushing. But there are other people who you may have to give them a chance for you to see another side of life. I know that we don't know everything about everyone we see. People wear a mask every single day. We hide behind smiles, good looks. And that's another story for another day, because you know people look good. People somehow think we just don't go through anything. But we hide behind our strength. We hide behind our titles. We hide behind so many different things. But if you cannot be honest with anyone else, if there's no one else that you trust right now to be honest with, I want you to get a journal and I want you to write them down. What are you struggling with today? And more importantly, I want you to figure out, just list as many solutions as possible. Above all, and I'm leaving you with this, smile. Smile. Go look at one of your pictures where you were smiling, and I want you to smile. So with that, I'm Marsha Kartali. Rise. You can rise above this current challenge, these current circumstances. Rise. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.